It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
I would like to start out The Buzz 24-7 with a salute. And it could go to your workplace, wherever you are listening to this from. I just want to salute the co-workers that bring in food. That bake things, or maybe they make a little extra, like Laura did yesterday. She had extra brownies. She brought a little plate of brownies.
Oh, it's amazing.
And they were delicious. And it's just a nice little snack. And so for those people...
He likes little snacks.
...at your workplace, if you're the one that brings in a snack from time to time, I bring in stuff. You know, we all do. And that's very nice. So salute. I'm eating a chocolate cookie that our coworker Janet made. It's nice. Got a little hint of salt on it.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, just right.
Good.
Yeah.
Laura's brownies, by the way, one day old. That's when the brownie is the best. And she said something this morning off the air that nobody has ever spoken in the English language. She had a plate of the extra brownies on the counter at home. And one of her sons looked at her and said, nobody's going to eat those.
I didn't want to bring you guys all of them. So I was I'll bring some home just in case anybody pops by. And he's right. I'll bring him in tomorrow, but then they're going to be since Sunday, but you guys will eat them.
No, they're better. I'm telling you, the brownies are one of the few foods that actually get better
within a few days.
But I don't think anybody's ever said, who's going to eat those brownies? It's so weird. Mm-hmm. In my house, man. You kidding me? Clearly, look at me. So thank you to the people that make the snacks. So anyway, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Buzz 24/7. Kelly Brown, looking fine.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice to be here.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious when you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to lunch. Laura, maybe some.
I just had Laura's lunch. And it was fantastic.
Again, we're both eating lunches from Laura.
Salute to the people that bring in the food.
Well, so Roquel's so sweet. He goes. I've never been to Caleb's, but when he goes to Caleb's because it's next to his post office, he buys me pickle juice. Now I save pickle juice from everything of pickles that come to my house.
Electrolytes, right? Electrolytes are in there. What is it?
Well, no, I use it because I make these fried pickle chicken sandwiches. So I marinate chicken breasts, pound them out, size of a sandwich, and then you marinate them in pickle juice for 24 hours. It makes the chicken so tender and so juicy, and give it that briny thing. And then you put them in buttermilk and you fry them up. So this weekend, Sunday, when I made these fried chicken sandwiches for Parker's birthday party, I texted Roquel right away and I said, thanks, your pickle juice is coming in handy. I will bring you one of these sandwiches because I owe it to him.
Do you drink it, though? Don't people drink? They do.
Yeah, people do.
Okay. Yeah, I get
the pickle juice for Laura and Kayla, and then I get you guys what's the cookies that you like?
Ginger snaps.
Ginger snaps are
good. Yeah, you got me the Kayla's. So I still have a couple of those in the freezer.
Yes, like Laura said, I go to the post office there in Barrington because it's very convenient to go to. And then while I'm there, if there's a parking space in front of Caliph's, I zip in.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we did the whole thing without any pickle juice jokes.
Yeah, there was nothing there.
You guys are so adult. It's amazing to me how much you've grown. It's absolutely amazing. Today for the Buzz 24/7, I know we covered most of the stuff we wanted to. Jimmy had to leave. But
I have a couple things.
You do? Okay.
Yes, I
also have something called the personal question. And we can finish with the personal question. And this might be one of those things that I'd like to throw out as a possibility for something that will go to the air. So this is kind of the testing ground sometimes.
Okay.
And I have that. First I'll go with what do you have? First?
Greg, sometimes in the world of entertainment, different movie companies try to put out movies with characters and stuff, and sometimes they knock it out of the park with a lovable character, and sometimes, not realizing it, they make a character that scares the S out of kids.
Shit.
And I have
the
seven characters that were intended to be loved in children movies that ended up scaring the shit out of people.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Pinocchio. Do you remember watching the movie Pinocchio?
Yeah. And the weird man. That was I can get why that is kind of creepy. Because that nose and worse,
it's not Pinocchio.
Voice. Oh, who is it?
It is the coachman from Pinocchio.
Geppetto?
The coachman from Pinocchio. He's called the coachman.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it.
He abducts little boys and takes them to Pleasure Island to corrupt them and sell them on the black market.
Right. He's the guy in the street. He's the street guy who kidnaps them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I remember.
Next one. Frazzle from Sesame Street.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
He his scary teeth, his terrifying wild-eyed orange eyes that move around. Mm. He's always eating candy, and they said basically it made a lot of kids cry.
Yeah, I didn't get scared by anything on there. I got pissed when the cherry pie guy wasted all those cherry pies. Every time that son of a bitch fell down, I just want to kill him because I'm like, those are good pies right there. That's a waste.
The Brave Little Toaster, the actual toaster. It's a repair shop full of creepy appliances that people have experimented on, and they do freaky stuff.
We had that video, that VHS tape for the kids, but I never watched that movie, The Brave Little Toaster.
I've never even heard of it.
Zeebo the Clown from Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Nope. Nothing there.
It was a show on Nickelodeon, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Kids to this day, when talked about which clowns they're scared of, It, and number two is Zeebo.
I was out to a business lunch yesterday, and Care, one of our promotional folks in the company, the word about clowns came out, and I said, and you know, somebody said Greg freaking hates clowns, and we instantly bonded because she's like, oh my god, I hate freaking clowns. I'm like, amen, sister. We bumped fists.
Well,
the movie The Neverending Story came out in 1984.
The worm
had a PG rating. Artax, the horse. The scene with the horse.
It's not the long worm that he flies.
No, it's they're talking about the horse that is from the movie. So many kids, it messed them up because the horse gets stuck in quicksand.
Yeah,
and dies. Ooh. And you see the whole thing happen.
Oh, God.
Never got into that.
Oh, the worst movie ever. But I did watch it. I did like it.
Yep.
But it's a terrible movie. And that monster that they're flying around on, that didn't scare anybody. I think it was the ugliest thing ever. It looked like a sea worm.
And I got two more for you. E.T. from the movie E.T. They found him to just be creepy.
Nope. Yeah.
All the wrinkles on him, and the fact that he liked candy, his phone. They thought a lot of that stuff would be relatable, but instead, a lot of people were turned off by him.
People loved E.T.
I think he was cutest when he was going out for Halloween.
When he went out for Halloween.
Yeah, the ghost thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, but not scary. But this is for little kids, Kelly. This is what freaked out little kids. You know what I mean?
The last one I'm not familiar with, Slappy from Goosebumps.
I don't know what that is.
He is a ventriloquist doll.
I don't like
those. He comes alive, and a lot of people found him to be very freaky.
What's his name?
I was
Slappy.
I was in Manchester the other night, and Jeff Dunham was playing at the arena. People love that guy. It was almost sold out. You know, the guy, puppets. It's puppets and weird shit like that. I can't. I don't know how people go and watch a puppet on stage.
They love him.
Laugh their ass. They do. They love him. He's really good at it.
I think I would like him too.
Not for me.
So those
are the
seven characters that scare the hell out of kids. I find it interesting.
The friggin' monkeys on The Wizard of Oz. Those are the ones that scared me. The friggin' monkeys. Flying monkeys. Where did that come from? And somebody thought it was good to name a club after that. The Flying Monkey, which is great. I've been there. I love the place.
A great name.
But it's such a weird thing to name a club, you know?
You wanted to name a club Club Foot.
I know. It would have been great. You know what I mean? But you can't do that. Club Foot would be bad.
That would not be a good idea.
Tell me, I think the Flying Monkey scared me more than the Wicked Witch of the West when it came to the
None of that stuff really bothered me. It's the stuff that really could happen. It was movies like Jaws.
Yeah.
That's real. People, you know, we watched a lot of shows we shouldn't have watched as kids. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'd watch those sea shows and they'd be like, all right, up next we got a shark attack. And they didn't beep anything back out in the 70s and the 80s. No, you watched a torso get dragged onto a boat and the shark was running off with its legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I'm all set. It was definitely... definitely cool. Lou Gossett in the Deep when he got his head stuck and they ate it. Oh, that was cool. That was cool when they did that. You know, I had something I was going to also bring up too, but I didn't want to do it on the air because the guy listens. He doesn't do online, so I won't know. He won't hear this.
We know that for sure.
I don't know that for sure, but I'm willing to bet like 80-90%. Okay. I'm sure.
Let's go with it.
He's all excited because he got something at the house, and he's all excited about it. And I don't know if you have one of these. You might.
Okay.
He put lights on his toilet bowl.
I got rid of it. But yeah, I have one. I have an extra one if anybody wants it.
What? Why?
In the dark, you got little kids.
Yeah.
It's
censored, and you can make it. You can go red, blue. You can have
Can't you just put a nightlight in the bathroom or in the hall?
It's just in the toilet. It's just in the toilet bowl. So it look. It's the kids. I mean, it's kids.
Here's the thing. No kids.
So he just likes a lit up toilet. I don't know.
That's a freaking. What are you? I mean, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. If you have kids and it helps them go, that's cool. Yeah. I get it. But when you're like a...
It came in a two-pack, so I have an extra one that I never use.
He went out and bought them. He doesn't need it. He can walk fine. He can see, doing all that. And he put, like, dude, aren't you kind of surrendering? Like, how old do you have to be to like the toilet? You can't... You've been living in that house for, like, 30 years. I could go there in the pitch dark, and I wouldn't miss.
I will say, so...
Do you know what I mean?
I can do anything in the dark. Like, I don't have to turn on light. I just don't.
I believe you.
Jeff, on the other hand, cannot see a gosh darn thing, and it drives me nuts. He comes into the bed, and I'm already sleeping. I sleep, so as soon as the light turns on, I'm awake. Like, I am very light sleeper. I'm like, why do you need the light on? You know, our bed has been here for 11 years. You know exactly.
No, I agree.
Sometimes he'll try, and then I just hear him running into things, and I'm like, how? Like, nothing's moved.
Your whole family runs into things.
If you don't have little kids, and you put lights on your toilet bowl, and you are not visually impaired, you're waving the white flag. It's over. That's what I think.
I think I really did.
It's over. You're 100 years old.
I think they look cool, because I like that you can change colors and that they rotate.
What am I, at a disco? I just want to whiz.
But that's why I don't like cleaning it, so I got rid of it. But
yeah, I want to make fun of him, but he's not one of those guys that's going to handle it well. You know what I mean? You get that buddy that you...
See, those are the people I like to aggravate. The ones that get all sour.
Showing weakness. Yeah.
I don't want to make him aggravated, but, you know, you poke fun at your buddies, and that's part of being a buddy.
Yeah.
But he's just not that way. So I kind of want to go... Dude, what are you, a friggin' 100? You know, what are you, the guy from Up? You need lights on your toilet bowl? I mean, you know, where's the thumping beats? Do you got a friggin' speaker on the back of it? I don't understand. Like, and then what's with the colors? If you got a nightlight in the bathroom, fine, whatever. I don't want a nightlight because I'm not 100 years old.
We have a nightlight it's a scented thing. She gets them at Bed Bath.
Yeah, that's not fine. Bed Bath, it's a double purpose thing.
So thank you.
I actually just ordered a bunch.
Do you want to put a nightlight in the hallway? Okay, fine. But when you put it on the toilet bowl, it seems like it's... Come on, dude. Seriously.
You've
thrown in the towel.
Because of something Laura just said.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass to clean. I don't want to clean that.
And now you got
to
clean lights?
I don't want to. You know what? We have a toilet bowl cleaner. I don't mind doing that, but I'm not going to handle anything. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
He's not old either. He's not like he's younger than me. And and he's like, "Oh, it's the greatest thing ever." I'm like, "Why?
You don't have to turn on any lights."
I don't have to turn on any lights. My bathroom is out of the bedroom and in there, and there's my bathroom. And if you touch a counter, come on.
I told you, I'm aggravated with Jeff, but he legitimately cannot see in the dark.
Here's another thing. Nobody's house is that dark. No. When you wake up in the middle of the night, if you live near a street, if you're out in the middle of the woods and you've got no lights on.
Mine's pretty dark.
I'm.
You can't see anything.
Well, I can because I have one nightlight on.
But I don't know how Jeff sees, but when he tries really hard to not turn the lights because I yell at him, I hear him run into things or stub his toe, and I chuckle because I'm like, how do you not see? I can walk down to my basement in the bathroom, let the dog out, never turn on a light because I just know where everything is. I don't know what's going on in his eyes. This guy that has pee in the, you know, the toilet that's lit up. It's a reason not to turn on a big light if you're not getting...
So she hears her husband getting hurt and giggles about it.
Because it's funny, because I'm like, how can you not see?
I think Valerie thinks the same. I think Valerie, when I get hurt, laughs. The first reaction is to laugh. And then she, if she finds out it's serious, then it's not funny. But I'm already pissed because she freaking laughed.
Hey, what is, what's
funny about me getting
hurt? What's
funny
about that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not using Amy, but I'm going to use this as an example. I fall down and I get seriously hurt. You ain't living here anymore. Because I'm not saying
and you laugh.
And you laugh.
Right. So then you ain't living here anymore.
When I permanently get an injury.
Yeah.
And I have to be put in a home.
Yeah.
You're living with a family member.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So keep laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not using Amy. I'm just using other examples.
He's not at the point, Laura, where he's comfortable to actually say it's Amy. So he's saying it maybe about Amy, maybe
no,
not.
I'm
we don't know.
In general.
But years from now, he'll just out and out would say, this is Amy. Because he'll be that comfortable with her.
Yeah.
You know? Still kind of a little bit of the honeymoon
phase. Yeah, because it's like,
you know.
Why was that funny to you?
Yeah. Well, it's funny, man. Hearing me cussing because I banged my toe or something like that, that's apparently is funny. And I get it. But if it's serious, everything changes pretty quick. Then it becomes, you're an idiot. That's the next thing. Is if I get hurt, it's because I'm an idiot. You know, so.
Well, I admit, I walk in the middle of it. If I hit something, I'm an idiot, I guess.
Yeah. So I have this thing, and it's a bunch of situations and things like that. And it's kind of a personal question, and answering it does come with a little bit of risk.
Okay.
Okay? That you might upset somebody or something like that, which makes it all the more fun to throw it out there and answer. Okay?
I agree.
But I'll ask one of them.
We're ready.
It says, here's the first one. Who are you the most fake with and why?
On a consistent basis?
On a consistent basis. Now, it could be, look, we all are in situations sometimes where we have to be nice, even when we aren't in a good mood. Right? You go into some place, you're not happy to be there, but you got to be nice. Well, that's in a way is being fake, isn't it? It doesn't have to be someone.
It's not a mean fake. It's just your, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Carl, I'm totally just going to let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
right.
Real or?
No. I'm talking about you're faking something. You're like you're being nice. Nobody wants to say, well, I'm being nice.
I will say that
I'm faking.
I think sometimes the doctor's office / dentist office, because I'm there. If it's a dentist office, they're all very nice.
Right.
I'm not pleased because I've got soft teeth and I just seem to be going through the stage where it's mm-hmm. And just sit me down.
Yeah.
And just tell me how much it is. We don't need to.
A lot of times they think you are sitting down.
I'll break it down for you. I mean, this is simple. I'll tell you when I'm going to be fake. When the story is too fucking long.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Just went through that.
Here's my tell. I'm going to reveal my tell. All right.
Okay.
If I say I'm not looking at you because I think you do it.
you just yes.
Yeah, no. When I say that's crazy.
That's
the end of it. You don't
twice.
Right.
When I say that's crazy. Oh, that's
crazy. Oh my God! I hear them say that all the time.
That's crazy. If I say that's crazy twice, that means wrap the shit up. It's that's me.
It'll happen at the Brat. I'm working. People get into a long story. I'm like,
you're working.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. And sometimes you just gotta walk away.
You don't want to be rude because I don't want to be rude. But I mean, sometimes it's like, you know, it could be with a family member and the story goes on and on and on. My dad, I mean, he'll start in 1939 and tell me a story that he'll go back and work toward 1976. And I'll be like, that's crazy, Dad. I'm like, you know what I mean? He's just, the stories are so long,
yeah.
You know? And I love them, and it doesn't happen all the time, but that's my thing. If you're talking to me and you're telling me a story and you hear me say, that's crazy, not once, twice, that means the shit's gone on too long.
Three times.
So, I mean, that's it. So I can be fake with a long story.
We should be able to do like you do water skiing if you want to go around.
Yeah.
But that would mean talking to a person, wrap it up.
That right here in the studio, what you're doing with your hand, you put your finger up and you do like a home run signal in a ball
game. Don't do that water skiing because they'll take you around for another loop.
You're right. But that's how it's like, okay, God, Scotty does that. He puts his hand up. Look at the clock. We got
to
go.
I used to also do the wrap it up, the song, and then that pissed Greg off.
So. Laura, who are you the most fake with? Because look, you are the nicest person on the planet, but sometimes you have to fake it because you got to go or whatever.
And I don't feel comfortable disclosing that information.
Okay, but can you tell me the kind of situation it is?
No, because then it would.
Then it without it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it anybody in this room?
No.
Okay.
Okay, because that's I didn't really care about everybody else's feelings. I was gonna.
And when do
gonna,
you fake it?
You know, like the doctor's office and stuff. Like, you're going to tell me bad news. Do you really care how my day is going? Just tell me. Just tell me how much this is going to cost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
He can't.
Who would you most? Last one. Who would you? Who would you most like to steal from? And what would you take? Who would you most like to steal from? And what would you take? I don't know, man. Ever since I got bagged at Turgeon's Market when I was a kid, I got the scared out of me. I stole those sucrets, and he knew my
take
mom.
Take from the rich and give to the poor.
Yeah, who would I most like to steal from?
Anybody that had excess money that doesn't even care that it's missing, then you can feed people
okay.
Help.
I told this story a little bit already, but you go around the Lee Traffic Circle. There is Wendy's, there is a pharmacy, and then there is a place where somebody has like a roadside food stand set up. Mm-hmm. And they're closed right now. Out there is two wood sculptures that a guy did with the chainsaw.
Right. You've talked about this three times. This is the third time you mentioned it.
One of them is a skull.
Yeah.
I want it. Mm-hmm. I've contacted the company now about 7 times and mm-hmm. said, I would like to buy this from you.
Yeah.
You name the price.
Is he living in Florida, though, for winter?
And I have not heard back. I want that fucking skull. And I took a picture of it.
Are you ready to steal it?
I took a picture of it.
That's
put
crazy.
It on Facebook, MySpace, everything.
Hey. MySpace.
I put it on MySpace. I put it on everything.
Show up at the door.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I showed it to Amy. She's like, oh, God, what would we do with that? And I'm like, house, inside, outside. I love it. So. Yeah. I'm not going to because everybody knows.
Of course you're not going to. Nobody's going to steal anything.
But I want
anything.
That friggin'
That's
thing.
That's the
gift. I want that friggin' skull.
Yeah. Kelly, is there anything, if you could steal anything, what would you steal from or who would you steal from and why?
I've stolen like home-baked cookies and stuff from Ma without her knowing. Oh, are there any more cookies left? I will say no and I will eat them without her knowing.
I would.
Would I like to steal?
I don't want to steal from anybody, okay? Right. But I would like to. I'd like to grab a tray of those the maple squares from Harvey's Bakery because they're going out a bit. They're closing soon, and I'm really bummed about that. But I would never steal from them because they're awesome people. However, I would say, part of me, you know, if I found a bag and it had $5,000 in cash, I'd take that shit. I'd take it. I would probably take it and keep it for a while. It's probably drug money.
Yes,
and then I would see
if
there was something.
I've seen too many action movies or something where somebody found something, they held on to it.
And they get chased.
And they get, no.
You're watching too many movies.
Too many movies.
I keep it and I don't spend it for a long time. We've got outdoor cameras.
We got everything. I do not really believe that you can get away with anything these days.
I don't know, dude. You're driving behind the Brinks truck and you don't pull over. There's money flying all over the highway. She just asked that question yesterday.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to do that.
Of course, there's a drone in the air videotaping the whole thing. Yes.
They probably have cameras in the armored car.
There's probably cameras in the money.
I know. Well, look, like I said at the beginning, nobody's going to steal. But this is an imaginary fantasy question, obviously. Nobody's going to go out and steal anything.
I like it.
Except the wooden head that Scotty's
got. No, his skull. I sent it to you guys. You can all check your phones. All right. That's it. I really want it.
So I think we might do a segment where I'll flush out some of these type of, and you guys can too, questions that put you at risk. Like Laura had to back off on one of them, and that's okay. You know, but maybe sometimes, I don't know. So we may do a personal question thing.
I just feel like in art, we can't do that. We can't say.
But sometimes we do.
Like him even saying the doctor's a dentist, I'm thinking, what happens when they hear that? Like, they're just going to hurt people's feelings, and I don't like to do that.
What I'm saying to you is, when I go there, there's something wrong. We don't need to make, and they're very nice people, the small talk, how's everything going? My side of my head is killing me. I've got an earache because of that. Also, I don't want to make just come in. What is it going to cost? Because the dentist office and the doctor's office aren't very cheap these
days. Also, what about 65-70% of the chance that they probably aren't that excited to see you and they are faking it?
Yes.
Because it's just their job. I'm not hammering them. They're just their job. It's like, hey, how are you? You doing good? It's all small talk.
Yeah.
It's all small talk. You know? I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. But anyway, Buzz 24/7. So that's it. It's a lot to digest there. Scary stuff, personal questions, stuff like that. Yep. I don't know.
And Greg, that company is called LCG on Wheels. They are they're the one that has the
You're gonna
the
get it. Yeah. You're gonna get it.
I want it.
It does look decent.
Look, yeah. Stop in there. Stop in there and see them. There's nobody there.
Well,
I get to. They're probably in Florida for the winter. They'll be back in spring.
Put the word out. Scotty's looking for it. Look at the purchase. It doesn't want it. Don't touch it.
I don't want this thing stolen. Yeah. I don't want anything because they're gonna come after me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of the day, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wednesday. Who's the douchebag and more? Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, you gotta click subscribe no matter what you're listening on, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever. Click subscribe, baby. Join the family. Let's go.